Episode 2467, What Does This Make Possible?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? It is Mindset Monday. And I want you to think about what you want. I want you to dream bigger. What does this make possible? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Are you wishing your life was different? You can still have many blessings, but still want something more from your situation. Don't run away and hide. What does this make possible? You got to stop living in the doom and gloom, because doom and gloom is not the way to address your day. You have to start changing how you are attaching yourself to feelings instead of looking at the facts. Now, feelings are important, but if your focus is only on doing life when you feel good, it's no wonder you don't feel good, because very rarely do you feel good. You're feeling bad most of the time. When we don't really like to hang out with the bad stuff, we're used to it, but we don't hold on to the good stuff, and that's where our focus needs to be. Instead, we're going to continue to reminisce over what we know and what we feel comfortable with, the failures, the doom and gloom, and we have it on repeat. If you don't shuffle what you hear and are selective in what you believe about yourself, your failures will walk all over you. All over you. Are you letting that happen to yourself now? Maybe this morning you already talked yourself out of something. And maybe right now, as you're looking back, you're like, really? I probably should have done that. And maybe it's only 3 hours later. But for some of us, it's 3 years later. 13 years later. 30 years later. And we're thinking, why didn't I? You can't hold on to what you don't have. Right? Think about that for a minute. You can't hold on to what you don't have. So if you're only going to hold on to the negative, all the bad stuff, are you even trying to make room for the good? Because you got to get in and make it work. And that means you've got to acknowledge that, well, okay, I'm not perfect, but I know I've got good stuff. And I know I can do something. I know I can live out this dream, but then what happens? Enough of your fires have been put out and there's hardly any spark left. Or there are other things that happen in life. Maybe a health crisis, children come involved. Maybe you got a divorce and got remarried. Maybe you just got a divorce. Maybe you're still single looking for that special one. When life happens to you and you're sitting there just kind of in the midst of that, you're like, well, okay, I guess this is really where I wanted to go, but now I have to go here instead. Do you? What makes this possible? Where can you go with this? My incredible mentor, Dan Miller, always asks this question: what does this make possible? Your situation does not have to define your failure or success for you. Capture what draws you in and go for what stands out. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Capture what stands out. And sometimes what we think stands out is what we're trying to suppress. We don't want to deal with our dreams anymore because we know we can't achieve them. Really? But yet 5 years ago, that's all you could think about. Circumstances can defeat you daily, but that does not have to be your story. You can make a change today. You can make a change moment by moment by moment. You can rise above with some effort on your part, but you have to be willing to what? Do the work. You have to be willing to say, you know what? I'm in it for the long haul. It's the journey. It's not a sprint. Now, that doesn't mean you can't sprint from one period of where you are to another period of where you're going to be. So moment to moment, you can have sprints like that, but life is not a full sprint. Have you ever seen someone sprint a marathon? No, I mean, seriously, have you? No. They may do it at different times, but not the entire run. You're on a journey. So it's time to rise above and capture what stands out. What does that look like? How can you make those changes in your life right now? Number one, examine with honesty. When you're in the thick of things, it's easy to get entangled with what is. But what's possible? We sometimes always look for the period, not the exclamation point. The period is, oh yeah, this is where I'm at. I failed here. Didn't get job promotion here. Haven't found a publisher yet. I still got all these kids to take care of. Now I'm an empty nester and, oh, I don't know what to do with my time. Those are periods. But the exclamation points are, you know what? What I wanted to be when I was little was I wanted to be a writer. And I love being creative. So what allowed you to get away from that? What's possible? It's not about, okay, well, maybe I really can't do it. Finances may be an issue, but are there other ways even if you don't have the finances? Maybe you need to sell some things on Facebook. Maybe you need to declutter so you can do what you want to do. For some, maybe it's taking out a loan. Understand, I am not giving you financial advice because I do not know your specific situation. But what I'm telling you is you got to start dreaming. And that goes to number two, dream bigger than what you see. What does this make possible? Dreams are built not on where you are, but where you want to go. So dream bigger than where you are. Revive those dreams. Allow yourself to come alive. And it's not the ones where you're falling asleep at night and you're counting sheep. It's not those dreams. It's great to have good dreams when you sleep. But we're talking about your passion, your purpose. What gives you that fire in your belly that says, this is what I want to be. This is what I want to be known for and how I want to impact the world that I touch. Can you do that in a 9-to-5 job? Absolutely. But can you find it in other ways and still have a 9-to-5 job? Absolutely. Can you quit your job and do what you want and get paid for it? Absolutely. You can do whatever you set your mind to. But notice, you can do whatever you set your mind to. That is what you have to overcome. It's not anybody else. It's not me. It's not your mom. It's not your kids. It's not your spouse. It's your mindset. And if you are not willing to lead and give yourself permission to dream bigger, guess what? When you're 6 feet under, where are those dreams going to be? In the richest place on earth, at the cemetery. That's not for you. Examine with honesty. Where are you at right now? What can you do in the season of life that you're in that makes it possible? Even your situation. Maybe your car broke down today. What does this make possible? No, seriously. Did you know you might be able to have a conversation with somebody who might give you that job you were looking for? It may be a hidden blessing in the middle of a mess. So examine with honesty. Dream bigger than what you see. And finally, number three, zone into the present. You got to be present in life. This is where you swoop in and analyze what needs to be regarding the next step and dig deeper into your dream. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You can't just sit back and think that your dream's going to come to you. Oh, wouldn't it be nice if you could just walk in, open the door, and everything that you needed was in every single room? Would it really be worth having? Probably not. Number one, you wouldn't appreciate it as much. Why? Because it was just given to you. We appreciate things more when we have to work for them. And we appreciate things more when we surprise ourselves. When was the last time you surprised yourself? Zone into the present. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. But in order to get through those miles, you have to do what? Take the next step. It's one step, not 200, not 20, and not two, but simply one. So today I challenge you, this week, as you go about your everyday, break away from the norm. Give yourself an extra break. If you're working that 9-to-5 job, if you've got the kids, it may have to be during nap time, or maybe if you're homeschooling them, you're thinking, well, when am I going to have time? I'm preparing my lessons. You know what? When you give them a journal writing assignment, guess what? You get to journal too. Don't sit there and use that as planning time. That should come at another time. For you this week, it's going to be, what does this make possible? What can I do right now? Give yourself permission to dream. Give yourself permission to feel alive. Pause from the craziness and ask, what does this make possible? What can I do now that's going to inspire me, even though it's going to be hard work? But I know that it's what I'm supposed to do. Now understand, your dream is not going to happen overnight. You're not going to go viral. You're not going to win the Powerball. I mean, if you do, would you call me? I'm just saying. But seriously, it's not going to happen overnight. What you want is not going to be a one and done. So it's going to take work. It's going to take consistency. But you can do it. But you got to give yourself permission. You've got to give yourself that space. Even in the thick of it, when you're in the middle of the mess, I promise you, you'll find blessings. But you got to be actively looking and aware. What does this make possible? Let that be your question this week. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.